Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
A thick one. Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen call-in show, Empowered Communication. I am Sue Wagner of the WAN Institute. We are a nonprofit organization that has been supporting and sponsoring the groundbreaking relationship work of world-renowned psychotherapist Dr. Pat Allen for more than 30 years. Tonight we have author, dream analysis, transactional analysis, and longtime collaborator of Dr. Pat Allen hosting the show. Before we get started, please grab a pen and paper so you can write down the call-in number to get Dr. Allen's answers and guidance on your relationship questions and issues. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Let me repeat that, 323-203-0815. You should also write down our website so you know more about our joining our monthly ladies groups led by Dr. Allen, as well as Dr. Allen's trained facilitators. For information regarding Dr. Pat Allen's ladies group, contact info@drpatallen.com. That's info@drpatallen.com. Our website is www.drpatallen.com. And now let me turn the show over to Dr. Pat Allen and our host, Patricia Eltage.
Pat, how are you?
I'm just fine. I busted two bones in my wrist on Labor Day, but it's healing.
You are amazing, and you are a miracle worker for everyone else. So we're here tonight to see what you can do for all those who call in. And I hope everyone had that number, 323-203-0815. I think we have a caller now. Sam has someone for us waiting in the wings here.
Hi, I was calling to speak to Dr. Allen.
Yes, you're going to get
I'm
her.
Here.
Hi, Dr. Allen, and hi, everybody.
Hi.
Dr. Allen, I got into a fight with a man, and I don't know why exactly we got into a fight. I'm confused about our communication.
What is your standing with him? Are you married to him? Is he your boyfriend? What is he?
He was dating me, and we were negotiating a relationship.
Had he been having sex with you, intercourse?
No, we have not had intercourse.
Okay, so you have not consummated the relationship?
No.
Okay, so what did you fight about?
So, I was actually just trying to read through the messages. So, what happened was he told me that he wanted us to wait 5 years before we have children.
Okay.
And I told him I wasn't comfortable with that because...
Good girl. Good girl. Yeah. Did you use my tools? Did you tell him
yes.
He had a right to ask for that, but that you weren't comfortable?
I said exactly that. I said you have every right to share with me about your concerns about our relationship, but I don't feel comfortable waiting 5 years before having a child, especially because of my age. And so to that, he responded that I was being emotional and I was letting my age crowd my judgment and this and
How
that.
Old are you? How old are you?
I am 37.
Okay. So he was going to catch you just as you're going into menopause.
Exactly, and that's why I told you
okay.
I didn't feel comfortable.
So what is your question to me? Because if you're with a person and they're starving to death and you've got the only meal in town in front of you, wouldn't you get upset like he did?
I don't know if I understand your question.
He wanted sex, and you wanted time. You didn't want 5 years waiting for.
Exactly. He is younger than me.
Well, that just means he's more testosterone.
Well,
anyway, what I hear is a very loving, self-loving woman with a man that was horny and wanted to get it off. Did he hit you?
No. He did
not
hit me.
Did you have to call a doctor, a policeman, or a lawyer?
No, we didn't. We didn't have to.
Then he was a normal horny man. Did you say thank you for liking me enough to want me in 5 years?
I didn't quite say that, but he ghosted me after that. And then he reached out again about 6 weeks after we had that discussion. And he sent me a message saying that he understood where I was coming from and
good,
he was not happy to hear about the things I talked about. And he said that he did not also feel he said that he understood my concern about time, but he felt overwhelmed by everything and he wanted to move at a much slower pace.
I just want to ask you one thing. Did you treat him respectfully even though he was horny?
I did treat him respectfully, yeah.
Then you have done anything and everything that I want you to do, and he simply was horny.
Okay. So I guess my...
Dear, the word is next.
Yes. Okay.
Try some more men.
Find somebody else. Okay. I understand that.
Okay. Please treat people respectfully unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer. Will you do that?
I will do that.
Good.
Caller, thank you for calling in. We have some other callers waiting to come in and talk to Dr. Pat.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Yes,
do we have the other caller?
I'm available. This is
yes.
When I do this.
Here they are. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Allen.
You're on with Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Allen. I'm losing respect for my boyfriend because he doesn't make enough money and he's always broke and doesn't keep his promises.
Was that a question?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Pat, so her question is that he's her boyfriend, she loses respect for her boyfriend because he doesn't keep his commitments and doesn't have any money. Am I right, a caller?
Yes.
So what is it we're not giving him? We're not giving him sex. We're not giving him money. We're not letting him live with you. What are we giving him?
I'm not giving him anything.
Well, then why don't you enjoy his company? He's better than nothing.
But he didn't even get, my birthday was 2 days ago and he hasn't even got me my present yet. And it's just really frustrating.
You know what? Then see in 8 weeks if he reaches out to you.
Should I break up with him?
Give him 8 weeks.
But he's still talking to me. Do I have to wait the 8 weeks?
Well, then he hasn't left you. Is he ready? Are you ready to dump him?
I just feel like I'm losing respect for him. I'm not ready to dump him, but I just keep disrespecting him because I've just, like, he has no money,
Do you, look, you're going around in circles. Do you want to dump him?
Kind of.
Well, did you say yes or no?
I don't know. I don't know if I
want
to dump him.
Honey, then I want you to vote every day for 8 weeks and see if you want him to call just to distract you from your loneliness.
Okay.
Mark on a calendar, yes, no, and see if by the end of 8 weeks you're ready to dump him.
Okay. But don't you think it's rude to not get a birthday present?
Honey, I deal in weird business.
Okay.
You still have feelings for him, so let's evaluate him for a couple of months.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Do we have somebody there in the wings, Sam? In the meantime, here we go. In the meantime, Pat, what do you always recommend when people are losing respect for their mates, their boyfriends?
Yes.
When they're losing, oh, we have a caller now. We'll go to that.
Hello, Dr.
caller.
Pat.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
I need your help. I'm 6 months into a new relationship with the lovely man. We have had 6 months of the perfect period, and I believe we've hit the imperfect period a bit late, but it's here.
You've had intercourse with him?
Yes, we have, and we've had a conversation about both working to wanting a monogamous, long-term, committed relationship. So I was comfortable, and we've been having a lovely time.
You gave him a free wife.
We are in a committed relationship, and we've been working at a long term relationship together. I thought we both wanted the same thing. So, yeah.
You've already dumped him?
No, I haven't. About three weeks ago, we had a situation where you've got him as a lover. Well, I haven't seen him for 3 weeks, and we've been texting, but we had a situation where he was abrupt, and I felt that he spoke, he was intolerant, and he spoke abruptly towards me a few times in one evening.
Whose mother was it?
His mother.
Pat, he spoke abruptly to her.
Well, what I hear is she's still nursing him emotionally.
Me?
Well, let her nurse him emotionally. You don't have to have sex with him.
I made an appointment with him.
Did you make the appointment?
I did make an appointment the next day. And
are you ending it, or are you going to continue?
I don't know what to do because I want to continue it, but I made an appointment and I said you have every right to speak to me in this way, but when you do, I don't feel cherished. I feel uncomfortable, and I don't like it.
That's
if you'd be willing
fine.
To speak to me in a nicer way.
Why don't you vote for him and against him? Every day for 8 weeks starting today, you decide if you want to dump him.
Mm-hmm. So
if you keep him more than half of the time, keep him because your body wants him.
Yep.
Okay?
At any point, do I make an appointment to have a conversation about our relationship, or am I just waiting for him to step up now?
Of course, you were supposed to have that for monogamy, continuity, and longevity. You haven't got that. That's what we're voting on.
Oh, okay.
Your body loves him, right?
It does, yeah.
No, your body loves him. That's why you're having trouble getting rid of him.
Do you think I should get rid of him?
No, I don't. I think you should vote on whether you want to get rid of him, because I don't hear that you want to get rid of him.
No, I don't. I don't want to get rid of him. But I don't understand what he's doing because he's withdrawn. Mm.
Would you please vote once a day for 8 weeks to see if more than half of the time you want to get rid of him?
Mm. Yep. Okay, so I'm doing the 8 weeks thing, and I'm not...
What?
I'm not moving on, per se. I'm just doing the 8-week vote and deciding...
Oh,
I would flirt
up a storm. I would flirt up
a storm. Well, I have to get back online, because I wouldn't meet anybody if I didn't go back online dating.
Okay. Do what you're comfortable doing.
I wouldn't feel comfortable to go online and act as a single person and put myself out there if I still had not closed off this relationship.
You've given him a free wife, and I'm not going to say it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Vote.
Thank you. Bye. I will. Thanks. Bye.
Good. Bye.
Hi, I also, that's a great tool, Pat, that you teach, is that's the voting tool about taking a calendar for 8 weeks and putting a plus or a minus each day, whether yay or nay. That's a wonderful tool you teach.
That's what I do. I create tools for people to use to negotiate relationships.
And it works.
Respect, yes, it does.
So I also want to remind everybody again that the call-in number is 323-203-0815. We have a caller here.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine with two busted wrist bones.
Oh, no. I hope you feel better.
I do feel better, but I've got to feel better for another 3 weeks.
Uh-oh, not good.
That's fine. What's your question?
I have a question for you. I'm involved with a man. I'm engaged. I met the whole family. Now, I didn't meet the daughter. She's a young 22-year-old. He had her late in life. He's a widower. She was away in Europe for a few months. Now she's coming back to live with him. Now, from what he told me, he's afraid because she's very possessive of him and jealous.
Yes.
I'm supposed to meet her on Sunday. And
good.
I'm going to meet her on Sunday. He did say she caused problems with other women. And, he did ask me to come back to the house, and I don't want to do that. I would rather go slow. I don't want to sleep with him in the same house.
Honey, you sound like the man running the show.
Okay.
I want him to do this. I want you to give him what he wants other than moral, ethical, or illegal.
So in other words, if he wants me to go back to the house,
his daughter.
And if he wants me to sleep there with him,
About sleeping. I care about intercourse, putting his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Well, that's already happening because we're engaged.
Well, fine. So if you go to his house, is there a reason that you're not going to have sex with him?
Well, I'm thinking it doesn't look good to the daughter. That's what I'm thinking. You know, if I'm sleeping it with him in his room, should I be waiting till I'm married? I know he wants me to sleep
in
the same.
I want you to ask him if he wants his daughter not to see him sleep with you. Ask him.
Okay.
That'll settle it right there.
And the other thing is he called me from the airport to pick her up. So he called me, and like tonight, so I texted him saying I didn't call him back, you know, giving him a little space. You know, he's probably driving, but I don't know if I'm doing that right, if I'm being the man.
Now, are you engaged to him?
Yes.
Would a wife say no to picking up her husband?
Would a wife say no? So in other words, I'm thinking because he's with his daughter.
What you're doing is getting rid of him on behalf of his daughter.
Okay, thank you. I needed to hear that.
Well, then what did you hear?
To call him up, even though he's with the daughter.
What's wrong with that? I doubt if he's going to have sex with her.
No, because she seems, from what he told me, she's very defensive and angry and scared, whatever.
Really under 18 years old?
She's 22.
Then why are you treating him like he's under 18?
Oh, no, he's like in his 70s.
Well,
okay, thank you. I got what you're saying. Thank you, Dr. Pat. I got what you're saying.
Good.
So I'm going to call him even though he's with her.
God, yes. You're a wife in waiting, remember?
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You answered everything. I'm so glad I called you.
Good. Call again.
Okay. And I hope your wrists get better soon.
What?
I hope you feel better, Dr. Pat, soon.
I don't feel that bad. I'm just whining to get some strokes.
Okay. Well, you're wonderful.
Oh, you hurt your...
All right.
But
thank you, Dr. Pat.
It's good. Good, good.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Anybody out there?
Let's see. Do we have any callers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Caller, you're on with Dr. Allen.
Thank you.
Do you want to give it to...
Thank you.
Does the caller want to talk to me, or are they willing to talk to someone else that we've got?
I want to talk to you, Dr.
I think she wants to talk to you, Dr. Allen.
It's all good.
Okay, well then, let's go for it. But I'm giving people that are listening, I have no problem with you picking the brain of another person that I'm on the show with.
Oh, at 5:15, we're going to have Patricia host the show with some dream interpretation. So it's your turn, Dr. Allen.
Oh, God, wonderful.
No, we're going to give you the first benefit, and then we'll transition it over for dream interpretation. So do your stuff now.
We're
you
here.
Ladies have, good. Okay.
Caller, what do you have for Dr. Pat?
Yes. Dr. Allen, I'm the lady who called in with the 25-year on and off again relationship with the married man. So I've done everything you said to do. I gave him, you know, the requirements. I sent him the link to the wedding ring. 30 days later, he texts me to say he can't marry me. Okay, so that's fine. I knew that. So now I told him, you know, I have to cut off communication because it's just too triggering. And I'm like, you know, what's the point? So my question is,
what is your question?
Twice. He's texted me twice. Should I respond or just ignore him and block?
Now, are you in a relationship with him?
Pat, this is the lady who calls in, and she has had an on and off relationship for 25 years with the same married man.
Well, is she with him today?
No. He didn't want to commit to me.
He won't commit to you, so he's got other girlfriends?
He's married.
I have no idea. I have no idea. He's moved out of their home. Mm-hmm. And I did what you said about asking him about monogamy, consistency, long-term relationship, leading to marriage, about getting engaged this year, marriage next year. And he said he cannot do that.
You're not the five-year one. He's willing to marry you next year.
Right. That's what he said, but then he turned around and texted that he couldn't do it at all.
So, what are you not comfortable with?
He constantly talks about, texts me about how much he loves me. And I have not responded to the text messages because I can't wrap my brain around someone loving me 25 years.
What would give you the idea that you were committed to him? Are you engaged? Are you married to him? What are you now?
Single.
You've got a lover.
No, I have no one.
Well, you've got him calling you.
Dr. Pat, my question is, should I block him?
From what?
I'm calling and communicating with me. I don't understand why he's constantly communicating with me when he doesn't want to marry me. That's what I want.
Because he wants to put his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Well, he already knows that's not happening.
What?
I have not done that with him in 2 years. Three? Going on three.
You're not giving him free sex.
No.
Well, then you're having a standing duel. He's waiting for you to let him in, and you're waiting for him to marry you.
Okay, and so my question is, should I block him on my phone?
Why don't you just give him a date that is your wedding date and act like it?
And what
when do you want to be married to him?
He said May 1st.
What?
May 1st.
May 1st. Oh, well, that's not very far away.
Right.
So
he said no.
Would you be willing to be his fiancée till May and then stop the relationship if you're not married?
May I ask the point of that?
The point of it is, if he's not getting into your body, there's nothing there for him. Have you ever bought a car?
Yes.
Did you ever get to take it home when you didn't make the down payment?
No.
Men today don't make a down payment. They want friends with perks. So why don't you set a wedding date whenever you want and say, if I'm not married to you on that date, we're done. Nothing.
Okay.
So how long do you want to give him?
Dr. Pat, he done said May 1st. I done gave him sent him the link to the engagement ring, and now he said he doesn't want to marry me.
That's obvious.
He's still calling.
Right. Honey, so, calling is not the same as penis in mouth, anus, or vagina.
Right.
When was the last time he got his dick in your body?
2020.
Very shortly.
2020.
Well, we're going to give him a target date. May 1?
That's what he said. Yes, May 1.
How long have you dated him?
Dated him?
How long have you dated him?
25 years. What does that mean? 25 years. She's been...
They do wedding ceremonies in Las Vegas. What state are you in?
Georgia. He's in New York. I'm in Georgia.
Go to the courthouse and get married by May 1.
Okay.
Pardon?
She said okay.
All right, so go do it.
But, you know, I cannot make anybody go to the courthouse to marry
what Pat
me,
is
so I'm
caller.
Well, then
caller.
You can keep his dick out of your body.
Okay.
He can't put his dick in your mouth, anus, and vagina, or we're going to throw him in jail for rape.
Right. But you say set a date and go to the courthouse and get married, but he's unwilling to do that, so that's why I'm...
Darling, if you want to keep your lover, keep your lover.
Okay.
What Pat is saying...
I understand that.
What Pat is saying is give him the ultimatum of by May 1st or forget it.
There you go.
Okay. I got it.
Got it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well,
right.
Thank good work. Good work. So I want to tell everyone a little bit about the classes and groups, the group that with the Quant Institute, and we will do that right after this caller. Here we go. Hi. Are you there? Caller?
Yes.
Pat, Dr. Pat is here with you.
Yes.
Hey. Hi. So, okay. So then I called a few months ago and I wanted to give you an update. So you'll probably remember me because I was the vegan that called and said that I was upset that my husband was continuing to eat meat and dairy and eggs and stuff like that. And so you had told me to, go to I can't remember the name. It was a kind of therapy for trauma.
EMDR.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, I live in Salt Lake City and there wasn't one available right away. And so I decided to just order your book, Getting to I Do, and finally reading it. And I read it. And so what I got from it was just to let him know how I feel.
Good.
So I told him it made me sad to know that he was paying money to, you know, that eventually was hurting animals, and that the only thing that I can think of that would make me feel a little better, like give me some peace about it, was if he would, any money that he spent on like animal products, if he would make the equal amount donation to a sanctuary. So he agreed to that, and so we've been good about it.
What is your question? I want to answer questions. You're bragging about how you won.
No. I was just wanting to give you an update of that.
No, darling, I don't want an update. I want a question.
Okay. All right. So the question for this call is... my husband is seeming to want to be cherished, and I took the oath not
How
to
old is he? Cherish. How old is he?
That's a great question. He's 58.
He is in andropause, and he's growing old and becoming more and more feminine on the estrogen in his body since he was conceived. Your husband is melting into a woman.
Okay. Okay, well, I gave the oath, and now I
and you,
am going to...
And now you are becoming a man.
Well, I am 17 years younger than he is. I am
She's 17 years younger than he is, Pat.
Then you're both women. Both are women.
Yes, okay. Okay, so good to know.
Are you willing? Is he 51% valuable to you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, then why are you calling me? You've already got a man.
I was calling you because I wanted to.
You wanted.
Figure
wanting
out.
Is masculine. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. If you don't want him anymore, get rid of him.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I still love him and want to be with him, so.
I want you to vote every day. I think I've told this to a couple of women on this program. If it was today, would you get rid of him or would you keep him for tomorrow?
I would keep him for tomorrow.
Darling, vote. Don't be uncertain.
Okay. Yeah, I had taken the oath not to ever give, protect, or cherish any adult man.
Dear, would you please vote every day whether you want to keep this man in your life or not?
I will, yes.
Pat, I would. And Pat, would you like, a caller, wait one moment. Pat, would you like to give the teaching how you treat a man after andropause, during andropause, that they need cherishing that you talk about? Do you want to tell her that lesson, that sometimes they need it?
Does she want to get it? I've already given her the lesson.
She didn't understand about the andropause.
Then you explain it to her.
Caller, are you still there?
I'm still here. So andropause is a time when men start to lose their
testosterone, and they're starting to be more feeling centered. So they do need a little more. They do require cherishing. Whereas when they were younger, they didn't. So that Pat's the original teaching for you when he was younger applied, but now he's older. So he will be more feeling-centered now.
Okay, yeah. Okay, because, last night he was saying, asking me if I still love him, and I was like, yes. But I was resisting, he seems to be asking for more cherishing, and I was resisting that. But now I know it's okay. I can start to cherish him a little bit more.
It's normal.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Great lesson.
We love you. Okay, bye.
Okay. Pat, all your lessons are great, especially when you're teaching the transition of males and females. I think we have another caller. Do we have this caller here? We had one for a second. They disappeared. Okay. Well, all your lessons apply to everyone, whether they're gay, straight, lesbian, and that's the beauty of your work, Pat.
Good. Now you just got to get people to do what they say they're going to do. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
That's right. That's right. So when we go along and make our commitments, making commitments with some people is the difficult task. And then once we get them to make a commitment, keeping it. So do we have another caller, or I will start telling people here about the groups that if you call or text, email Sue at info@drpatallen.com, or is that it?
That's it. I'm on the phone.
Thank you.
I'm on the line
Go for it.
Dr. Allen has monthly ladies groups, and she also still does her life scripts. She no longer is doing private sessions, but she does have ladies groups and life scripts. And also there is an overflow of the ladies groups. So Kelly Ward and myself, we're also facilitating ladies groups. You can email me at info@drpatallen.com, or you can also call the office at 949-723-0338. And on the last half hour of this show, Patricia Eltage is going to be doing dream interpretation. So if anybody out there has dreams, stick around at 5:15. We'll start that. And Dr. Allen, for the first hour and 15 minutes, will be doing answer questions and answers from the audience. Do we have any more callers out there?
Sam, do we have any callers? So
the number to call is 323-203-0815. I know that we took Thanksgiving off and it is the holidays. A lot of people are out shopping, so we may be slow at this time of the year. A lot of people are busy.
And today is December 1st and we are live. So, but you can find us. Well, there are archives. Sometimes people can't make it to the show. And fortunately, this is a popular show and they are archived and you can pick them up and listen to them when they're not live. They play several times during the week. And that's the beauty of being able to understand Pat's work, is being able to access it at other times besides the live show.
But you we also have podcasts on the iTunes. You can go into iTunes podcasts and Google Dr. Pat Allen or the Wan Institute, and there's tons of recordings, podcasts from her monthly seminars that she did in the past.
There's also books to read. Getting to I Do is my big book.
That is true, and there's a couple others. There's The Truth About Men, and there's The Answers book. You can get those on Amazon. And there's one, it's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Those are all available on Amazon. You can just Google Dr. Pat Allen, and all of her material will come up.
And in case you don't remember, Patricia Eltage wrote a book, which is Dream Class, which you're going to talk about at the end of this program.
That's right. Well, we can say a little blurb here for those who can't stay, but it is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, that you, Dr. Pat Allen, helped me write, and it took us probably 8 years to get that book done, and it turned out to be a beautiful book, thanks to you, and thanks to my publisher at Veronica Lane Books, and Sue?
I'll see if somebody's got a question.
Yes, let's do. Okay, we don't have any in the queue at the moment, but we can.
Why don't you and Pat talk about how you met and
We can do that.
Collaborated together. If we have no callers, give us some background information on the both of you guys, like you do in the seminars.
That's right. Okay, here, Pat and I have known each other nearly 30 years, and Pat, thanks to you, you were prompting me, pushing me, because you recognized my gift in the dream department, besides all my work in the health field, in the alternative and complementary health field for many years, since 1980. And you have your tools and your mentorship got me to do this book, but we have traveled together to seminars. We've gone, oh, and Dr. Pat is also a dame in the Order of St. John, Knights Hospitaller. So that's another accolade of hers, and I join her in that as well. And we go back in a lot of different areas in our life. So what do you say about that, Pat?
What I say is that I wanted to be a nun, Catholic nun. But my father was a drunk, and he beat me up a week before I was going to the convent, and I decided to get married. So I found a good coach. Now, I was a book learner and a total intellect, but he got me to marry him. And boom, by the time I was 26, I had 4 kids, and that got me into schools, and I started a program to become a marriage family child therapist. And that's what I got certified as, and I became a transactional analyst. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. And some of us girls have been raised to be boys by Daddy-O, read his book, Wounded Woman. And some of guys have been raised by Mama to feel good and be women. And those people are the ones we talk to in this program. So with that in mind, I eventually became a therapist, and I now am part of the Want Institute, which is teaching people, a nonprofit, how to talk, because your character becomes your destiny. At making a living, staying healthy and alive, and getting what you want out of life. See if somebody's at the door to answer a question.
Not quite. So I also want to say that thank God that you didn't make it to the convent, because... the thousands of people that I know for sure that you have helped from many situations in their life, not only relationships, but teaching communication on all levels. I know that you lectured all over the country, and I've even traveled outside the country with you, teaching people to communicate for not only their relationships, but also their business world. So I do think there may be a caller. Is there a caller?
Hi, guys. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi.
Very good. We're here with you. Yes.
Hi. So I have a comment and a question, and the comment is about, I'm reading the Betrayal of the Body book. And I'd like to thank you for that. Yeah, I you've never personally recommended it to me, but I've, you know, in listening to your, you know, this show and et cetera, I've, you know, that stuck out to me. So I went ahead and I'm about halfway through it, and I just want to say thank you for recommending that book, because I've actually picked up a lot of very useful information about, you know, my childhood that I never understood. I had an idea. You know, I said to my wife a few years ago, I was like, you know, having some issues, and I said, I wonder if I'm like on the autism spectrum, and it didn't totally make sense, but I think I was just catching something that I was, you know, that something wasn't sitting right with how I responded to, you know, normal things in life, and And by going through the trail of the body book, I was, you know, learning about, you know, people's, you know, children, and they you know, kind of get split between their mind, the ego, and their bodies. And I you know, through oppression and the feelings and stuff, and I that landed with me. So I'm working through that book. So just want to thank you for.
I'll give you another one. When the Body Says No by Gabor Mate.
Yeah, I read that one. That was the one I read before I read this one.
Okay.
And that was yeah, that was really good too.
Good. That's
very scary,
good.
You know, scary about how you know, not speaking up on when I have an issue, or, you know, that how it affects about the health and
how
over
it
time
affects
and,
the body.
That's right.
I might as well tell you, my doctoral dissertation was androgynous semantic syntactical realignment. I manipulate words to get results. So if you want to read my books, go to the website and use them, and then call this program and make me explain it.
Okay, yeah, no, for sure. That sounds great. And
I will interject.
What did
here.
You do?
Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going. One of Pat's great quotes is, "If the mouth can't say it, the body will demonstrate it."
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Well, Dr. Allen, when you were going through your process of learning, you know, way back when you were learning all this stuff, how did these books affect you? Like, what did you find out about your own childhood, or how did you process what these books are saying?
I became a drunk. I'm sober 51 years.
Yeah,
my father started me drinking. I was his son. He didn't treat me like a woman. How do you feel today, honey? He would say, what'd you do today? And did you do it right? Whatever. So I used to weigh 205 pounds, and I was a drunk. And then I collapsed into my strange way of being until I sobered up. And I've been sober 51 years, and I'm healthy. I'm happy with my life. I have four daughters and a bunch of grandkids, and I want you to know that when God is good to you, pass it on.
Right.
So that's what the other, I did.
Yeah. Okay. The question I had was about the Eric Byrne book, Games People Play.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that's actually...
And then
Claude
Steiner wrote Scripts People Live. Everybody has a script that they've been given by their family, their church, their politics, their country, whatever. We all are running by a screenplay. And if that screenplay is bad enough, it'll kill you. So read the book, Scripts People Play, Scripts People Live by Claude Steiner, a transactional analyst like me.
Which I actually have read. And so I read Games People Play, I read The Scripts People Live, and I also read the one that Steiner wrote called Games Alcoholics Play.
Yes, isn't that good?
that's great. I didn't really start drinking till college, and then I drank, and I've had sugar addiction problems pretty much my whole life, which I've kicked 3-4 years ago. But I did actually, I did, it, you know, the Games Alcoholics Play, that one kind of I forget which one it was, but you know, those games actually sat with me. You know, I connected with those. I was like, oh yeah, I think I actually play those games. So that was a big help. The question I had was, is there, like, reading through Eric Byrne's book and Steiner's books, it seems like they have, you know, the games that they mentioned are really good. They're not, to me, they weren't like fully explained. And so I could find pieces of full explanations here. And maybe there was a publication from like an online PDF from the Transactional Analyst Journal that explains certain, you know, games further. I was wondering if you knew of like a comprehensive resource that had like all the games put in one.
I've written down. I'm not sure that I have any that are printed up and send it out, because that can get to be a business. Basically, the back of every one of Claude Steiner's books and Eric Byrne's books has tons of books. I also like Dan Siegel. He wrote things like the Full Brain Child or Teenagers. That's a great one, which is
Parenting from the Inside Out. Parenting from the Inside Out.
Yes. There's all kinds of books. Look at the back of a book that you like, and it's going to give you more books.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because it seems like the world's missing a one book that has all the games all together from all over the
I want to give you a book, Toward a Psychology of Being by Abraham Maslow. This book describes how it takes and what it takes to become yourself, not somebody did a script on. I got so much from Toward a Psychology of Being. Everybody is either being themselves that God and nature created, or they're doing somebody's script that raised them or hired them or taught them, and they're still doing it.
Right. And what's crazy as I'm reading along is and what I'm learning in Lowen's book right now, The Betrayal of the Body, is that we don't like how our parents raised us. And yet when we get older, we do the exact same things to our kids.
I know that, dear. My father was a drunk and I became one too.
Right.
But I'm sober now.
Congratulations. No, that's great and inspirational. So.
Good.
Thank you.
Anybody
thank you very much, guys.
We have another caller.
Thank you,
caller, for the very interesting inquiry. And we do have another caller. Hi.
So?
We're here for you. Are you there?
I think there's other callers waiting to get in. When you call in sometimes, Sam at the switchboard, it may hang up and he calls you back. So if you get a call back, make sure you...
Here they are.
Oh, somebody's on the line.
All righty. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I have a question about my boyfriend.
Please.
Good.
Good. Okay. My boyfriend is becoming a very jealous person.
Good.
Good? You think
good.
It's good that he's
good.
Jealous?
I'm going to give you a book.
What's the book?
Dangerous Passions by David Buss, B-U-S-S. He's a shrink in Texas, and the book describes... Jealousy indicates territoriality. if you're not jealous of the people in your boyfriend's life, your family's life, you're not really bonded to them. I want you to know that jealousy is a sign of territoriality. My mommy, my daughter, my this. And when you deal with your problems, you get the message.
Okay. He doesn't like that I talk to a bunch of guys at work, but I work with a bunch of guys. So how do I ease that?
I'm going to say something to you. Okay. The book Dangerous Passions talks about the fact that people who are not securely satisfied with their script have a tendency to attack their loved one till they dump you. So I strongly recommend that you read the book Dangerous Passions by David Buss and understand that jealousy simply means that you are territorial. My mommy, my daughter. And I want you to understand that when you accept that, the pain goes away because you don't treat that person like they robbed you for some reason. It didn't rob
you. So you want him to read the book? You want him to read the book? I'm not.
You've asked me. The book is about what you called up and asked for.
About him being the jealous type.
What did you mean?
I mean, he's the jealous type. I want him to stop being mean
what
to
Pat,
me about it.
Caller, what Pat is saying is there's nothing wrong with that. That's a normal state of, it's a normal reaction when you love someone. It's not unnatural. It just means they love you because that you they view you as theirs.
Seems a little toxic, but okay.
It's not toxic in Pat's world.
Okay. I want you
read
to
the
understand
book.
That when you react to a man or a woman or a child because they love somebody else for some reason, what you're really doing is bringing pain to that person. And that makes you less desirable. So I strongly want you to recognize if you're jealous, you want to be with that person. And I'm going to tell you something. Young men, particularly like under 35 type thing, young men absolutely cannot handle his girlfriend with another man. That is totally unacceptable.
Well, what if they're over 40?
What?
Over 40. Over 40, Pat.
Over 45, they're starting to become, what they're doing is they're starting to look for friends that are more feeling center and cuddly.
Ooh.
That does not mean they're going to touch anybody. It means that they want more people to love them.
Mm-hmm. I think what she wants to know, Pat, is how she can handle his jealousy for herself. What can she say or do? Give her some tools to handle it.
I'm tired of him putting me down.
Oh, he puts you down?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then this is what you say to him. You want to own me, but not love me. And if you keep on trying to own me, I'm going to have to leave you.
That's a good one.
Then copy it down. I'm a transactional analyst. I will give you the statements, the letters. That's what I teach.
Okay, well, thank you for that. That was
very
perfect.
Very good. Thank you for calling in. I think we've got someone in the wings there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Here we go. Hi, caller. Are you here? Hello? We're here for you. And they are here. They are. Hi.
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 What do you have? What can we do for you?
Hi, can you hear me? I'm trying to connect.
Yes.
I have a question.
What's that?
Okay, I seem to have got myself in a little pickle. And I had a 2.5 year long affair and we broke it off.
Affair with the married man?
Yes.
Or are you married too?
With a married
I'm
man.
Married also.
So both, she's both married and married. The married man, Pat.
Yes, okay. I'm married. He's married.
You're two married people. Does your lover help you stay with your husband and family?
No.
Does he tempt you to leave your husband and family?
No, but I am getting a divorce. For the last year and a half, I've been separated from my husband. We are
what
going
for?
To divorce. With
what for?
That we are getting divorced because he's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And
Okay. He's an alcoholic. And he won't go to the program?
No. And I did counseling for about 8 months before.
I love it. I love you taking care of yourself.
Yes. So I recently started going to Al-Anon. And
good. Or Sex and Love at Addicts Anonymous or Codependent. There's all kinds of offshoots from the program. Please, people, it doesn't cost you anything. Get your buns into a program that has something to do with AA because that's where God does a great job.
So now the man that I was having an affair with also started going to counseling for his own self where he wants a divorce. But he just didn't know how to go about it, I think.
He reached out to get some help.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful.
So now where we're at now is that, we both know that what we were doing wasn't right and that we need to both take care of ourselves so we can have maybe a healthy relationship in the future.
Beautiful.
Just the thing is that, you know, he still wants to be best friends. We still work together. I'm not working right now, but we do work together. I'm just on a leave because I couldn't handle all of him and I and the breakup that him and I went through.
Was
a lot harder.
I fully understand.
So he still wants to...
What?
Carry on as like we're friends, but he still acts the same way, wants to pay for dinner, wants to go to the movies, maybe wants to do things and still talks to me on
the
phone.
Wait a minute. I thought you were getting a divorce.
I'm getting a divorce from my husband. This is the guy that I'm having the affair with. So he just wants to still be friends. But
the man wants to be friends.
He wants to be friends while she's still married.
Mm-hmm. I understand that that's called evil.
But she is in the process of a divorce, do I understand, caller?
Yes.
She's in the process of a divorce while the lover wants to continue seeing her and being friendly with her.
But no, I love you, no intimacy, no
nothing as far as crossing the line, which my heart is still.
What he's doing is sobering up.
What's
that? Do you not want him to sober up?
Oh, no, he's not an alcoholic. The man that I was having an affair with is not an alcoholic. He's just married.
Okay. So who do you want to sober up?
My husband, I would imagine, but I still don't want to be with my husband. I'm going through Al-Anon for the 20-plus years that I was with my husband.
So have you told him that you have to leave him? He knows you're divorcing him, yeah. Right?
Yeah, we're not together. We're not in the same household.
But he still wants to act married?
No, this is the other.
Her lover wants to still be close with her. Is the lover getting a divorce as well?
He's already told her he wanted a divorce. He just thinks that it's taking a little too long. He said 100% sure he's getting a divorce. He just hasn't done it yet. They're still living in the same household. They have small kids. I don't have any kids. So he just says it's a lot harder for him with the kids there.
That's right. Men will stay for children, but not wives.
Yes, so that's where we're at. I just don't know if I need to cut the friendship off altogether.
My experience for 51 years is any man that can stand his loving, loved woman with another man is not in love with her.
She's not staying with her husband.
No, I haven't
Whoever
been with my
she's
husband.
Got.
No, she is going to decide whether she wants to continue the friendship on friendship level with...
I've got news for you. The friendship triggers her pituitary to produce oxytocin, which keeps you bonded to him. Do you want to stay bonded, super glue bonded?
Well, I'm in love with him, so yes. So it's hard for me to say, okay, I go through the pain because I have been 2 months not speaking, and I was a wreck for 2 months, crying, running off, doing whatever I could just to keep my mind occupied. Now that we're talking,
then it sounds you want to be his lover for the rest of your life. Don't you want to be his lover the rest of your life?
I don't want him to be married. That's what I don't want to be with
yes,
the married
you do.
Now.
Of course
Pat,
you do.
Pat, do you want to give her a tool for dealing with the lover now that she is divorcing? Do you want to give her a tool how to...
No, I want you to give her the tool.
Okay. Well, you can tell the lover that you'd be more than willing to resume your friendships after he is separated and not living with the wife.
That's
Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Well, then do it.
Okay. I just didn't know what I needed to do. Now I do. I can run with that.
That's what you can do. That's what we're doing here.
Okay.
Did you get what you needed, caller?
Yes, thank you so much.
Great, thank you so much. And Pat, I want to hear some final words from you for tonight.
Well, I've already said them.
Well, let's hear them again till we segue to the next segment.
I'm going to change it. Beware of your thoughts. Men get what they want. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. So I never ask a woman what she wants because that requires respect. I ask women what helps them feel good, and that's what
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we're staying on for the second half hour with Patricia is going to interpret dreams. And if you want to order Patricia's book, it's called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. It's available on Amazon. And our call-in number is 323-203-0815. I think we will be having some callers call in for some dream interpretation. Do you want to go ahead and explain yourself, Patricia?
Hi, yes. I've been working with Pat, and we have really innovated the dream way of explaining dreams and helping the lay audience understand them for themselves. And it all came about by working on my book, The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, that we worked on for about 8 years. And it is a beautiful book, too. It's also a coffee table style book with wonderful dreamlike images. And I am a transactional analyst, and I have been in the health field, the complementary health field, since 1980. And I gravitated to psychology once I realized that people really weren't getting well unless they got their heads together. So my way of, and Pat's way of, getting to personal growth and transformation was to access the subconscious mind through the dream world, because dreams are really the backdoor entrance to your own subconscious, and that's how we develop our own sixth sense, so to speak. So that's how it all comes about, and this is how this it applies, how you relate and how you are actually perceiving your world unfiltered. Our dreams come to us in terms of symbols, and it's the unfiltered stuff of our true thoughts and feelings. And once we translate it, it's like the message in a bottle that you find, and you open it up, and it's written in Greek. So you take it to a translator, and then you know what it means. So here we do this, and people are amazed at how quickly they can make decision making and life choices based on really understanding themselves at a deeper level.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we have a couple of people that, as you know, I said, when you call in, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Sam at the switchboard, he sees your number and he will call you back. So you don't always get picked up on if you have a problem calling in and it's busy or you get hung up on. We do have a couple of callers that I know are waiting to call in. So hopefully one will get connected soon and we can interpret their dreams.
Well, great. We had a great group the other night, Sue. You had...
Oh, we did. I have my monthly ladies group.
Yes.
So Patricia facilitated. I had about 10 ladies on. Working with me, I help them with communication and how to date and relate. Oh, we have a caller here. Caller, you're on the
Hello.
Air.
Great.
Hello.
How are you? It's me.
Fine, thank you.
I'm here.
Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my call.
What can I do
for
you? Oh, good.
Okay. It was kind of a short dream, but, you know, it
doesn't take much. I'll tell you right off the bat that it only takes one symbol sometimes to know what's trying to bubble up through from your subconscious to your conscious mind. So let's have it.
Okay. Well, I was walking alone on a darkened street. And a largish man was walking, heading towards me that I didn't know. I felt anxious and nervous the closer that he got. And without his, actively becoming aggressive, I became afraid. He didn't do anything. And reached out for the closest thing or anything I could find, which happened to be like a broomstick. So it was kind of a long thing. And mm-hmm. I started to swing it at him several times, and I missed him. I thought I'm a pretty good aim, but, I still missed him each time. And then he grabs the broomstick and stopped my swinging it. And when I couldn't swing anymore, I screamed and then I woke up.
Let me tell you this. First of all, our dreams come in terms of the masculine and the feminine too. This is the yin and the yang. So in this image, the man, the male figure, and you say he is large, represents a big feeling, a scary feeling for you. Now, our dreams also relate to our waking life. I want you to correlate what's going on in your waking life, but I can see that your reaction when you have a big feeling is to jump into your masculine side and turn masculine, because when you grab the broom with a long stick, that's a phallic symbol. And you rely on your masculine to fight off your scary feelings. So when you are anxious, rather than being with your feminine feeling centeredness, you rely, you'll jump into your masculine and fight. So where, now I go to your waking life. Where in your waking life, when you feel anxious and maybe threatened by the circumstances, you jump into your masculine side, which is being tough or wanting to fight. Can you relate to this? How you might relate this to your waking life?
I can sort of relate to that because that sounds like my life. I'm a younger sister of brothers.
You learned to fend for yourself. You had to fight for your rights. But now that you're an adult now, I assume, and right?
So yeah, I'm an adult.
You're an adult person, and you don't have to fend for yourself in this way anymore that you did when you were growing up. This is a leftover reaction from growing up with those brothers who taunted you or whatever they did to make you feel that you had to compete with them. So in waking life, what we teach women to be in their feminine, which is their feeling centeredness, and not have to fight, but to express their feelings rather than fight men, and rather than feeling we have to, rather than thinking, for thinking is masculine, rather than thinking we need to fight to when we have a big feeling or a scary feeling. So what we want to do is teach you to handle your scary feelings, but not handle them, more like feel your feelings and express them in feminine ways. And that's why we have, Sue runs groups on communication skills. And you want to learn communication skills so that you don't have to fight.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing, Patricia.
Okay.
Yes. I follow your work and Pat's work. Pat's work. I guess becoming more feminine hasn't been, the easiest. Where I think, like you said, masculine. I think I'm doing it, but I think maybe I'm not accomplishing it.
Well, it's not so easy, but you can't just say, I'm going to be feminine. You need tools, and that's what you learn in the groups. You get tools on how to speak feminine, how to speak feminine from your feelings.
Fantastic.
Yes. It is fantastic. So get my book, The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, and you'll be on your way to understanding more about how and why you react the way you do because of, and we also do script work, and I do a lot of script work with people too, and that's how we come to realize how we behave the way we do based on our past.
Okay. All good information. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, caller. Remember to record your dreams and call back next week with more dreams.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'll keep a pad of paper by my bed.
Okay.
Okay. Patricia, do you want to tell people how to record their dreams so we can have more callers?
Yes, there is a trick that is the best way to remember your dreams and
Oh, we have a caller. Oh, sorry.
Okay, we'll get back to it. Very good. Hi, caller. How are you?
Caller, are you on? Oh, I guess they hung. No, it was the end. Go ahead. I'm okay. Sorry to interrupt you.
Chapter 7 in the dream class is how to capture your dreams.
Now I'm sorry.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Caller, you're on the air with Patricia.
Oh, good. Patricia, I want to thank you. Mm-hmm. I got your book, and I find myself reading it. I mean, reading what I wrote about my dreams, because you tell us to put a pen and paper by the bed so we don't forget it.
Do you keep your eyes closed upon waking? That's the
crucial
point.
I try to. I have to look.
Well, don't do it. Scribble side. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you why. In all seriousness, is that as soon as you open your eyes, you will be out of this state of consciousness called the Lyman state. That is the state of consciousness between sleeping and waking. It's the this interim period. It only lasts 3 to 4 minutes, but as soon as you open your eyes, even if you open your eyes 2 seconds after you are waking, you won't access it at all. And that's when you'll be able to access the images clearly if you keep your eyes closed.
So you keep your eyes closed and you feel for the pen and paper?
Yes. You get used to it. It's practice, like learning how to do anything new, like learning to golf, learning to play an instrument, learning whatever, learning something new. You'd practice it and you become better at it.
Okay, so I have a dream that I can't wait to talk to you about. I've been divorced for a very long time, and all of a sudden, he shows up in my dreams. He's in the house, going in the elevator, like nothing's happened. Mm-hmm. And he's gone. He's, went over the bridge.
That's in waking life. That's in waking life. He's over
the bridge. Yes, okay. He's gone.
But in this, I want to know about the dream. That's irrelevant in waking life. It's not irrelevant, but go ahead. He comes into the dream doing what, though?
Doing whatever, as if we're still together, mm-hmm. Or talking to the kids or cooking, or he shows up. He'll show up somewhere or stand in the back of the room.
Even though it's been a long time, this person has gotten under your skin, and he represents an aspect of yourself. Everyone in your dreams represents an aspect of yourself. So could you describe to me, in a nutshell, his character type?
Well,
in a nutshell,
as soon as you said that, I thought of a more positive thing, because what it's doing is it's humorous, and he was a comedy writer.
Okay, so wait a second. So how would you describe him in a nutshell, though, as a character, if you're going to use him in a play you're writing?
Very effusive and connective with people, a big talker, communicator.
All these represent aspects of yourself. So you're seeing, you're dreaming. Our the characters we use in our dreams, it's like we get them from central casting, because our brain has stored all these people and all these things and happenings that we can draw upon in any given night.
While
our brain is doing this cleansing process and organizing and doing what it does, we then are processing our daily lives and even our past. But this dream seems to be current, but he does represent something of your past that you're carrying forward, but an aspect, that character aspect of you. So now we jump to today's world. Where in your daily world are you finding yourself accessing that character type, that piece of you that's represented?
Probably all the time, because I like to see the humor. I like to make people laugh, and of course, I like to laugh.
Okay. So you're dreaming of, that's it, an aspect of yourself. But then when you get deeper into the work, you can see what the different people are doing or how, what is happening or what they're saying. Now this is a good start. This is a good springboard to what's next.
Okay, here's the caveat, I think. Mm-hmm. I find my own self, my brain, like, what the F are you doing here?
Okay, that's what I want you. I always ask people, too, to sit quietly, meditate, pray, whatever your form of connecting with self and the universe is. Mm-hmm. For 15, at least 10 to 15, 20 minutes a day. And when you get a dream and you get it explained like I just did to you, sit with that mm-hmm. information that I gave you and say, what is it that's coming forth in me? But you do this in your quiet meditation or contemplative state in a quiet place all by yourself without noise, without other people, without the TV on. And I like people to contemplate the message once it's been translated to you so you can say, what can I get out of this? The dream doesn't mm-hmm. stop there. The dream is really your subconscious mind bringing you a message. Now, what mm-hmm. do you want to do with the message? What are you doing with that aspect of yourself? Mm-hmm. Are you utilizing it? Are you suppressing it? Are you going to be utilizing this aspect that you like about yourself?
Oh, I love messages from everywhere, and especially from dreams.
Okay.
I'm hoping to utilize it.
Okay. What would you be doing with this particular message about this character type that this is this aspect of yourself?
I think my MO would be to be stressless and see the humor in things more.
There you go. See how it works?
Mm-hmm.
See how this works?
Mm-hmm.
We have to dig. We have to unravel. We have to ask questions. We have to draw it out of you. But it starts out with an image of an aspect of yourself. And then you want to know what is that aspect that it wants you to know.
So it's almost like a focusing of your self.
It absolutely is. It gets very, very deep. It gets to your real self, and it's such a fast track to personal growth. I can't even begin to tell everyone.
Oh, I have. That's what I've learned from you and your books and your talk show.
Thank you.
And it's been so helpful because I find myself analyzing my dreams.
That's
like
what I want. That's why I wrote the book. I wrote the book for the lay audience. And
goody.
I have taught this at workshops to other therapists and coaches. And I really want people to understand their own dreams and not keep it a secret. It's a wonderful tool.
And it's so helpful.
It is indeed.
Yeah, it's helpful to make you happy.
I'm happy for you. But some dreams, I want to tell the callers out there too, because some people say they have nightmares. We used to call people refer to them as nightmares. I don't like to call them nightmares. We call them scary images coming forth to bring us a positive message. So that being said, sometimes you'll have scary dreams, and those are really even the most impactful messages for your mm-hmm. personal growth. So call me again with a scary one.
I will.
Thank you, caller. Yeah, call us back again next week with another dream. So
okay. Thank you for being there.
Thank you.
All right.
Patricia, you can go ahead. I know we will have more callers call in. Can you go ahead and tell us about, you said keep a piece of paper by the side of your bed. What else do they have to do?
We got one.
Oh, we got another one. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Patricia. Do you have a call? Do you have a dream?
Hi.
I do have a dream. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Good. Let's have it.
I'll get right into it.
So I was walking through a valley. It's a valley that's between my house and my parents' house. So we were walking through a snowstorm, and my mom and dad were there with me. And we made it to like a little general store. It was pretty cluttered. There was a lot of shopping, a lot of things in there. And there were multiple guys in there. One was buying his girlfriend some jewelry, and they had hearts on necklaces and bracelets, and she was super happy. And we were waiting for my girlfriend to pick us up, and her boyfriend was in the back of the store sleeping on the floor while we were waiting for her. And that was it.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to get to the part. Whenever we have the first part, you're walking with your parents, you said?
Yeah.
Well, when we have parents come into our dreams, we're talking about our script. Our script is the stuff that was handed to us from 6 months in utero till now, but mainly as we were growing up, we were influenced by our parents and all the stuff around us, including our schools, our churches, all this influence that made us who we are and becoming adults. So when you are having parents in a dream, you are dreaming of you carrying on with, in ways, your thoughts and your feelings. The father would be representing your feeling-centeredness, your feminine side, and your mother would be representing, believe it or not, your masculine side, which is your thinking, your productivity, etc., and the masculine. So you are carrying forth with you the way you react. Somehow we would want to get to how you want to, how much of your script do you want to keep, and how much of your script do you want to remodel, let's say. And in this dream, you're walking in a snow. Well, all dreams that include water elements, and snow is a water element. So now I ask you, where in your life do you have in a relationship, it represents your sensual, sexual side of life, water elements. And in this one, it's frozen.
Yeah, so is my relationship right now.
Okay, this is very, very, really meaningful, because now you can really connect the dots, because you just told me where you're at with it, but I told you what your own subconscious mind is letting you know, that it's in a frozen state.
Wow, okay.
And so you're walking through a valley. Well, a valley is the feminine. Even though this is in a frozen state, you are marching forth towards a jewelry store that has hearts. Well, hearts, you want love in your life, because jewelry is luxury and represents something precious. And the preciousness of love is ahead for you. But you are currently walking through a frozen state. Am I right? I mean, you tell me. You're telling me yes.
Yes, I'm in a very frigid, frozen state.
But your heart is going towards where you see ahead. Are you wanting to be loved? Because you're seeing jewelry with hearts. So I'm something that you want.
Feminine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you wanting to go towards that. Now, when your friend is in the jewelry store, your girlfriend you were with.
It was her boyfriend, and we were waiting for her to pick us up. But her waiting boyfriend was sleeping in there.
Okay, the boyfriend. Well, could you describe his character type for me, in a nutshell? What is he like?
He's just very like calm, cool, and collected, easygoing, nice
okay.
guy.
So that character is representing the feminine feeling centered side of you that is being patient and waiting. You see, he's sleeping. He's in a rested state, and you are in a waiting, but you're calm. He's calm. He's sleeping.
You're on pause. Your feminine is on pause right now. You understand?
Yes. To make it through the storm, to get to the other side.
To get to the golden hearts.
Wow. But you, yeah. Amazing what our dreams actually tell us.
Well, so I want you to think about it and your waking life, that now that you have these little pieces of information that have come forth from your own subconscious, and I've only reflected them back to you like a mirror, I've translated them and reflected back to you what your subconscious mind told me, and now you reflect on and see that that's where you're at. That's a barometer of where you're at.
Wow. Well, thank you. That's amazing. Regarding the parents and the script in your life, so I read your entire book and it was amazing. But my question, I don't recall seeing something about if someone that has passed on visits you in your dreams and they actually say something to you, is that just still a version of yourself?
Yes, it's a version of yourself, but it's your scripted self. It's a piece of, if it's a person who's passed on as a parent or a grandparent or something like that?
My brother.
Your own brother. Yeah. Well, you have a piece of his element in you too. And what was his character type? Can you describe him in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, he would give you the shirt off of his back. He was very protective and loved to provide, very generous, sort of had a hot temper at times, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how did he come to you in a dream? In what form? Did he bring you a message?
I had a dream that we were cleaning out his room after he passed away. Mm-hmm. We were going through his things, and he was telling us how his addiction made him feel, and that he couldn't overcome it because he was consumed by it, but he tried. Mm-hmm. And I remember that we hung out that whole day. We cleaned out his room, and we cried and we hugged a lot. And then I remember he handed me a journal of his that said some funny things and then some serious like life advice in it.
And in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what was the life advice in this dream?
Well, he just told me to, like, be more light and to smile more and to laugh because he wouldn't want me to be sad.
Well, message dreams are very important, and it's somebody you loved, and I would take that to heart. And also, he represents the feeling-centered side of you. So do you have some form of addictive nature in you that is overgiving and overprotecting like he? You described him when you described his character type. That was what you said about him. So do you have that aspect in you that is a little bit too much for you being a feminine woman?
I think so. Like my dad with the life script, right? So I'm attracted to narcissists where I have to protect and give and...
Okay.
People please. And
that's
I'm trying to change that script.
this dream also represents the addictive side of you in that form, the overgiving addiction.
And being addicted to narcissists, but no longer.
Okay. I'm happy to hear that. let's practice let's create a new script. Okay.
Yes.
And do you know about the groups?
Yes, I'm actually in one of Sue's groups.
Excellent. Keep at it. Stick with it.
Yes, we're coming leaps and bounds forward. So it's been really wonderful. And the dreams are awesome, too, to help tie into our intuition. So
well, keep dreaming and keep your eyes closed upon waking, that I told the last caller, because they'll come to you more vividly. You'll recall the image. Just better when you keep your eyes closed for that. It only takes 3 to 4 minutes anyway. It goes away within 3 to 4 minutes. So you're only keeping your eyes closed upon waking for 3 to 4 minutes. But if you open your eyes, you'll be out of the state too soon.
And you said even short dreams are very meaningful.
Even if it was one symbol, it can really
be an impacting message for you.
Wow. Okay. That's so great to know. Thank you so much for taking my call.
I encourage
you to call her. Great calls here tonight. That'll be our last call. We're going to do a little bit of advertisement. As you know, the Dr. Pat Allen's Empowered Communication and also this show with Patricia Eltis is sponsored by the WAN Institute. And if you want more information, you can contact me at info@drpatallen.com regarding the ladies groups, Dr. Pat Allen's, and also I conduct ladies groups, and Kelly Ward conducts ladies groups. And Patricia, what is your contact information for if they want to reach out to you?
Yes, it's the Dream Class. No, Patricia at the Dream Class, and my office number is 310-528-0515, and I'm available 6 days a week, I'd say.
and you also do the scripts. Tell us a little bit about the script. I sent a couple of my ladies from my ladies groups to you. I do the ladies groups, and then I have them get the scripts, and then I incorporate the dreams, and it helps them move forward through all of their issues, and they're able to work through their issues quite quickly.
Isn't it the truth? Let me tell you something. People really get a boost when they hit all these different angles. It's so true.
And what is the script about? Tell a little bit.
Well, when we work on, we send out a questionnaire on 20 something questions that we encourage you to work deeply on, that talks about everything aspect of your life from 6 months in utero, what you can remember and what people told you about your upbringing, your family, your parents, your all these things, you and your perception of how these things went, how the people related, and what this does when you're working on it, doing the homework aspect of it, before I even get into it with you, it starts getting you to dig. It's like an archaeological dig.
Uh-huh.
And
that's what I've heard.
Yes. So when we get this dug up, we spread it out all in front of us, and then we decide, then we come to some decision-making. Do we want to emulate the mother or emulate the father's behavior? Do we want to take what we learned from this particular school or this particular? How much of this do we want to carry forward with us in our current life into our future? So it's a really great step to come to some new decisions on how to rebuild, how to build your life to be magnificent.
Yeah, it's kind of like rewriting your script, like a tape recorder. We're retaping your images to make a better future from what you had in the past, rewriting it to a better future.
Exactly.
Well, we're running out of time tonight, but we want to tell our callers that we will have Dr. Allen on again next week for the first hour and 15 minutes, and then we'll have Patricia join us for another half hour of dream interpretation. So if you want to be on the list for the dream interpretation, you can contact me at the office if you want to make sure you get called. You can contact me at the office at info@drpatallen.com. And I will take your name and phone number, and I'll give it to the switchboard personally if you want to make sure you get on the call list. And the one with Dr. Allen, that we just have callers call in to Sam as well. So with that, do you have anything to say for our last goodbye, Patricia?
Sweet dreams, you all.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.